Good evening, Rabbeisai. Good evening. We've been trying this for a number of weeks. Baruch Hashem, B'sihat Yishmael, we've been zoche tonight to have a flying visit by the Nafshi Hagon of David Tugendhat Shlita, who's come all the way from one of the suburbs of Edgware to come to give us some Divrei Psicha, slightly delayed Divrei Psicha, but yet Divrei Psicha, Tzul Cheshmoyne Esa. As we all know, Reb David gives the Dir Shoshe in Hendon. David gives a Dir Shoshe in Hendon, and he's the Rav of Beis Medrash
Nishmas
Yisrael, and we're very honored that he has come here for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Apaktis. Really, really a covered gobble to be here. Shkoyach, it's so nice to see your Choshev Sheh, such a Choshev Olam. The Dirshu share here, real zechus, and I always enjoy speaking and learning with you and discussing the Dirshu issues. I see Baruch Hashem, such a lovely olam here. You know, it's when you're going through the Mishnah Berurah, and it takes a long time to get through, and sometimes there are more people, sometimes there are less people, and it's already after work, it's after a long day at work for many people. And so kol hakavod, everybody, to come out at this time. I remember in Chelek Dalet when we were doing the Hilchus Erevin, and there were some very tricky bits. And I remember there was one night I had three people who came to the shir, and they all fell asleep. My shir is at 9:45 at night, and Baruch Hashem, it's already a few years ago. We've chavved a few more, and now we use a prod, no one should fall asleep. But it's 9:45 at night. It's after a long day. But I didn't know what to do. Whether I should keep talking, whether I shouldn't keep talking. I didn't want to disturb anybody. I kept talking. We went till Maariv, and then everybody came in. Baruch Hu, and everybody woke up. But it's a really amazing thing every night to bring into our Beis HaMedrash the Rav Yosef Cairo and Rav Moshe Isserles and the Chofetz Chaim and all of the. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Moshe Feinstein, all the people that are mentioned in the Dirshu Har, it's the big zechus fast, and Be'ez Hashem, this chus, it should be a great zechus and be a great cause of brachas for all those involved, Be'ez Hashem. I'd like to share with you just two short ideas regarding tefillah and the Birchas Kriyas Shema, and Shema, which we've just finished, and the Shemayna Esther, which we're just embarking on. Two ideas that I found very meaningful, and I hope that you will as well. When we go through the tefillah, we see, as we've been going through, that there were the Birchas HaShachar and the Korbonos, and then after that there's the Pesukei Dezimra and the Birchas Kriyashma and the Shemayna Esra. And it seems as though we're just davening. And then there's some more davening, and there's a bit of a Kaddish here, and there's a bit of, here we stand up, but it just seems like there's a lot of davening over here. So what's the structure of the tefillos? And Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto really gives us an enlightening understanding of the tefillos, which adds so much meaning and helps us really understand what it is that we're trying to do. So he speaks about it, al derech kabbalah, things that I don't fully understand. But what I do understand is like this. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different realms, in different areas. There's the world of action, our physical body, where we're actually involved doing mitzvahs masiyos. Then, as well as the world of action, this physical world, there's also our emotions, right? Our emotions, there are the ways that a yid is supposed to feel about different things. And as well as our feelings and our emotions, we also serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our intellect. There are certain mitzvahs that are supposed to be done in our minds, right? Things of the Shishah mitzvahs to Midias, which we saw at the beginning of Chelek Aleph in the Bir Halacha. These things that we're supposed to think about, there are things that we think about to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then after action, emotion, and intellect, then there's the Neshama itself, which is the interface between us and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So as we go through Tefillah, what the Ramchal says is that really we're hitting all of these different bases. The first thing that we do is Birchas HaShachar. And Birchas HaShachar is I can stand up, I can see, I can differentiate between light and darkness. There's the bracha Anosin Asech Vino, which nowadays we just said Vino Birchas HaShachar. Originally, when you'd hear a chicken, a rooster, make a noise, then you'd make this bracha. And even now it has halacha l'maisa, if you say it before chatzot, before alois, but you've heard a rooster, so then you could say, in my road we have a caterer, and he actually has chickens. And I'm not sure what the lifespan of these chickens exactly is. I don't know how long he keeps them for, what he does with them. But certainly for a while the children play with them. Sometimes we hear the rooster in the morning. But it's all in the physical world. I can stand up. Zoykef kefufim, matir asurim. Right? I'm here. I'm in the physical world. I can see. Right? And I'm expressing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I can use my... I have a guf and I can use that guf to serve you. And then we're in the Beis HaMikdosh and there's a Korban Tomid and we're washing, you know, we're at the Kiyor and we're washing before we do the Avodah. There's the Korban Tomid and there's the Ketores and there's the Ezu Mekoimon. All of these things, yeah, you're shechting and you're being Makabal Dam and you're running to the Mizbech. This is all serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam HaAsiyah, in the world of action. Then there's a Kaddish and we change gear. And Pesukei the Zimra is the world of emotion. Is we're trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our Hergeshim. And the idea of Pesukei the Zimra is we're really revving up the emotional engine in order to take us to the next level of Tefillah. But these are all of the Tehillim of David HaMelech. Hallelu Keil B'Kodshei, Hallelu B'Rikia Uzzoi, Pesach Es Yodecha. We're really trying to open up our hearts and to try and feel the way a Yid is supposed to feel, the simcha of being a Yid, the yiro of being a Yid, the avas Hashem of being a Yid. This is really what Pesukei the Zimra is. It's David HaMelech. He was being chased. He was a nirdaf, and he put so much leiv into every single kapitel Tehillim. And this is really what we do in Pesukei the Zimra. There's a bracha before, there's a bracha afterwards, and that is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our faculty of emotions through our hergeshim, through our leiv. Then we change gear again, and there's a Kaddish, and there's a Baruch Hu, and there's Birchas Kriyashma, which we've just done. Birchas Kriyashma, the Mishnah Berurah told us, is different, has various differences between the Birchas Kriyashma and the Shema, and the Shemaneh Esra, which comes next. Birchas Kriyashma is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our intellect. It's being makabul, the Oil Malchus Shamayim. And Mishnah Berurah said, we're not speaking to Hashem, so to speak, but rather we're acknowledging various things which we're speaking out, and Hashem is, kavyochel, listening to what we're saying. But it's not that it's that the Shemaneh Esra is your Omid Lefnei HaMelech. The Pesukei, the Birchas Kriyashma and the Shema is not exactly the same as that. We are accepting different things upon ourselves. Kabbalas El Malchus Shabayim, Kabbalas El Mitzvahs. There's a Rabbeinu Shlomo, he runs the world. He's given us Torah in our Shamayim. And this is really what this third stage is doing. We're serving Kodesh Baruch Hu through our intellect. It's a Kabbalas El Malchus Shamayim. And that's why there are various different halachas that we saw. If a person finds it difficult to stand, to be Omid Lefnei HaMelech, that he's not allowed to start the Shemaneh Esra under certain circumstances, but he can say Birchas Kriyashma. So this is this third stage, Kabbalas Olam Malchus Shomayim, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the intellect. Now, in this third stage, I'll just speak a little bit about this third stage for a minute. Why is it there are three paragraphs in the Shema? There are three paragraphs in the Shema. And as well as that, there are three brachas, there are three brachas Kriyas Shema. There's the first one, which is Yoytze Arvari Cheshech, which finishes Yoytze HaMa'ore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, you know, the luminaries. Yeah, the sun, the moon, the stars. We speak about that, how he creates the malachim, v'kulam makabnam aleim al-machas shamayim, and he creates the whole world. Then there's the second bracha of the Birchas Kriyas Shema, which is ahavas oilom or havarabo, which is all about the Torah. V'seim b'libeinu bina lohovan lahaskil, v'horeinenu b'seiro secho. The second bracha is habochev am Yisrael v'yavo, you chose us with avo, and you gave us the Torah. That's really the topic in the second one. And the third one starts from MS V'yatziv, and it continues to Goal Yisrael, and it's all about how Kadosh Baruch Hu Ezra Savisenot Omi Olam, and you've always helped us, and you're always looking after us, and you took us out of Mitzrayim. These are the three brachas in Birchas Kriyas Shema. How do they correspond to the three paragraphs of the Shema? So the Rav Yosef Albo in his Sefer Ikrim says that there are three fundamental things, three ikrei ha'amuna, three things that a yid should believe. These are the three. You take the 13 animamins of the Rambam, you can reduce them into three. What are the three things that a yid has to believe? So famously, Yosef Albo says you have to believe in Metzias Hashem. There is a Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a Rabbeinu Shalom who created the world, as well as believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We have to believe Torah min hashamayim. We have to believe that he's given us the Torah HaKadosh. He spoke to mankind. And the third thing that we're supposed to believe is schar va'onesh, reward and punishment. He didn't just give us the Torah and says, get on with it, boys. Yeah? He's rewarding us accordingly to the way that we keep the Torah, the schar va'onesh, ultimately, which is ge'ula. So the Mefarshim say, there's B'nai Soscha about it and others, that the three paragraphs of the Shema and the three brachas of Kriya Shema correspond to these three ikrim. The first one, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the existence of Hashem. He is the creator. That corresponds to the first one of the brachas of the Kriya Shema. Right? He's Yetzer Oyer Verichesh, he's the Yetzer, he's the Bairi, he's the creator. Then there's the second paragraph. The second paragraph is called Kabbalas Oil Mitzvus. Right? Do we accept upon ourselves the mitzvahs? What does it mean, the mitzvahs? Torah min hashamayim. That he's given us all of the 613 mitzvahs. Kabbalas el mitzvahs. Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the second principle that we're supposed to believe in, which corresponds to the second one of the Birchas Kriyas Shema, which is all about V'horeinu b'seira secha, v'sein b'libeinu, yeah, l'umay d'olamay, lishma v'las. It's all about the Torah. The third paragraph of the Shema speaks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He rewarded us, he punished the Egyptians. And this is the third one, the fact that there's Chava Einish, there's rewards and punishment. And this corresponds to the third brocha, which is all about Ezra Saveseinu, you've always helped us, and Goal Yisrael, ultimately there'll be the ultimate reward, which is the Geula. And you'll see, you'll think about it afterwards, that in Maariv also, we have the same correlation. There's an extra two brochas in Maariv. After those first three, there's Hashkivenu, which is a special bracha for Shmir Hashem should look after us because it's dark and scary. And then there's Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Omein Ve'omein, in Chutz La'aretz, corresponding to the 18 brachas of the Shemayna Esra. It has 18 times the name of Hashem in it. And that's a special one because people shouldn't be left by themselves whilst other people were davening, whilst other people had finished davening. But actually, the core three brachas Kriya Shema in Shachris and the Brachas Kriya Shema and Maariv all fit in to this system of the three ikrim of Rav Yosef Albo. And actually, all over Torah, you'll find, whenever you find three, the threes always fit in to these three ikrim. They always fit into it. And there are many, many, probably 10 to 20 different illustrations of different threes in Hashkofa that fit in to these three fundamentals, that there is a Rabbeinu Shlom, he's the Bairi Uman, he's the Bairi, that there's Torah min HaShamayim, and as well as that, Schar Va'Einesh. Okay, so that is the third section, right? We've had action, we've had emotion, now we've had intellect, this is what we're supposed to believe, this is what we're supposed to think about, and then we change gear again. We change gear, we speak about Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is also like a Kaddish. You're moving into a new dimension over here, right? Shira Chadosh, Shibchu Geulim, and now you move into this final dimension of the Shemayna Esra, and that's where we've already worked through the world of action, emotion, intellect, and now it's just our neshama, and we're just relating to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to walk around. You're not allowed to make any interruptions because your guf is quietened down. And you're just relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. It's a little bit like when a person is, we should be Zeicha to go on holiday, and the plane, you go to Heathrow, and there's drizzle, right? Because there's always drizzle. There's drizzle, and it's all cloudy, and you're all cold, and you get in the plane, and because you're Jewish, so you've carried your body weight in like food, and things in case like there's no meals on an island, and so you've got sandwiches as well as whatever. And so because they're all Yidden, so we put it all in the overhead, and so another Yid has already put it there, so we put it in some. It's like very very it's mamish full over there. But you get in the plane, and there's clouds and there's clouds and there's clouds, and then you just go above the clouds, and everything is blue skies, and everything is just pure, and everything is lichtig, and everything is bright. And that's really what we're supposed to be trying to aim for when we're Omed Lifnei HaMelech, when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we daven the Shemayna Esra. That the drizzle's gone, we're above the clouds now, and we're just standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a lifelong challenge of being a Yid, to be able to do these mitzvahs, not out of heredity, not out of just habits and out of autopilot, but to do these things with a proper hislavus and proper focus. And this is a lifelong challenge. A Yid called me up once, he asked me a shayla. He said, Rabbi Tzolotaft, I'm not sure what to do. I don't remember whether I... It was in the morning. He said, I don't remember whether I put my tefillin on. Yeah, it was a Yid who he had davened at home. So I don't remember whether I put my tefillin on. So what should I... it's okay. It's okay, don't worry. I say, what do you mean? He says, I can see the straps on my arm. Yeah, so this is a raya for him that he davened, yeah? Unbelievable. I wouldn't believe this, but unfortunately, this is the lifelong challenge of being able to have kavono in the Shemaina Esra. Somebody, I know, they went to Marks and Spencer, they were choosing a tie. Should they go for the blue tie with the blue suit? Should they go for the, you know, the silver tie with the black suit? Suddenly they get a punch in the chest. And then they get another punch in the chest. And they realize that they're actually in shul. And it was them, they were doing, you know, Salach Lonu, and they were on autopilot, and so in their mind, they were thinking, should it be the silver, should it be the blue, and they suddenly realized, you know, they're in the Shemaine. So this is the lifelong challenge of having Kavono. So hopefully, through learning about the halachas of tefillah, that helps us to be able to focus on the tefillah, and by seeing just the structure of the tefillah, the action, the emotion, the intellect, the neshama, and how the birchas kriyas shema work, and how the shema works, and how we're makabel on ourselves, that Hashem is the boirei, he's the creator of the world, and he gave us Torah and Hashemayim, every single word in the Torah shebichsav, the Torah shebalpeh, this is all the expression of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he's the Goyal Yisrael, that he will ultimately redeem us by thinking about these things, acknowledging these things. This should be a big zechus for us, should be a big zechus for the whole shtot, that there are these shiurim that are going on, that are helping people, helping all of us to be ma'ira ourselves, to be able to daven properly, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer all of our tefillahs, and we should be zeichet, the ultimate geula, when Hashem is really Goyal Yisrael, and we should all be dancing together in Yerushalayim HaKadosh, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'mehar v'yameinu, amen. Shkayach. Yeah, the three of us. How does the three of us work?
The Shlosh of us is also clearly something about the three.
Yeah. So Yaakov will be Tyra.
Yeah.
Avram was the first one to tell everybody that there is a Boire. So yeah. And Yitzchok is Midas Hadin. Right? Din is Chava Inish. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's how he correlates that. Yeah.
Chava Inish, you said it's third paragraph.
That's right. Now, in actual fact, in each one of them, you do have allusions of the others. So, you know, in the second paragraph, you've got Vayom Shomaya, you know, I'll call it Zvaisai, and in the third paragraph, you've got Tzitzis, which is also Keneged, all of them. And there is a Machlokes over here. There are different Deus, which is the second and third, which ones they. So it's Machlokes. I saw Tzvi HaShvab and the Bnei Soscho. I look at it from different angles. There are others as well. But, yeah. Okay, Yeshakayach, and
you'll
be able to at least start the next tonight's event. Shkayach, Hatzlocha Rava, we should be zeichet to make big siyumim on in the Mishnah Brura and other things. Bezes Hashem, Shkayach Gadol.
Thank you very, very much. Much appreciated. Thank you very much. Kesen Shkayach. Okay, Reb David is going to speak for 5 minutes. I wasn't particularly concerned. Yeah, Reb David, mamash very good. Okay, I think we'll call it for tonight. Okay, I think mamash beautiful words by Reb David, and okay, I wish you a very good evening, and yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay.
Yeah. That's amazing.